Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for May the 14th, 2015. Could I have a roll call, please?
Falk?
Here.
Gallagher?
Johnson?
Here.
Springer? Wilder?
Here. Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It's responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go out and visit the site in question and usually comes prepared to make a decision at the meeting. Could I have a approval of the April 9th meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. The board to hold a public hearing on the following items. Case A is case 15-026 at 324 Home Street in R2 district, which is withdrawn and put into case number C in coming up in a few minutes. Case B is 15-029 at 2406 Linderwood Drive. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 17 feet for a 6-foot-high fence submitted by Leon Moore. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, before I start on this case, if I could just make a general announcement to the folks here this evening. The fact that we have only 3 out of 5 board members here, the way our code is written states that you're going to have all 3 agree on the issue here this evening. And I know, Mr. Chairman, you've been very gracious in the past that if somebody wanted to have it deferred to a meeting where there are more members present, that you've done that in the past. But I just wanted them to let them know what was going on here procedurally this evening.
Okay, should I bring it up now so they can
I think as long as they're aware of it, I can go ahead and start if that's all right with you, sir.
Be item G.
Okay. The site is located just south of the Crow Ridge Shopping Center. It is the lot that is being pointed to in the illustration currently being displayed. This home currently has a 4-foot-high fence that is adjacent to the property line, adjacent to 18th Street. By code, our definitions state that a corner lot has 2 front yards, so technically this is considered a fence in a front yard. The applicant is simply asking to replace the same fence in the same location, making it from a 4-foot-high fence to a 6-foot-high fence. And because this is considered a front yard by code, that it would require a variance. As it is positioned, it's the closest portion of it towards the front property line on 18th Street is still about 8 feet back from that property line. As you all know, there's numerous 6-foot fences surrounding this area on the 53rd Avenue corridor and the 18th Street corridor. The board has in the past preferred to see at least some reasonable setback for these types of requests, so that vegetation or buffering of some kind can be placed between the fence and the front property line. And as you can see by the graphic, that already exists in this case. There's a considerable vegetation that will be between the fence request and the sidewalk adjacent to 18th Street. This area has experienced some rapid growth, and that's one of the reasons that the applicant is asking for this request. And when I say rapid growth, rapid commercial growth to the north of it. Also, the recreation trail has been extended up on 53rd, and this sidewalk is getting a lot more usage than it did in the past, and that again is part of the request. This request appears to be similar and compatible to the previous approvals you have given, and also similar and compatible to the other fences surrounding this area. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, my question is, John, it says from 25 feet to 17 feet. Is this moving it? closer to the road, or is it...
It's going to go in the exact...
Same exact place as the curb.
Yes. The reason it says 25 feet is because that's what the code requirement for the front yard setback is.
Okay, all right. Is there any discussion among the board?
No.
Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve the application in case 15-029 at 2406 Lindenwood Drive as submitted.
Is there a second?
Second.
Case 15-029, well, go ahead. Call the roll, Lisa.
Bob?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bowler?
Yes. Case 15-029 at 2406 Lindenwood Drive in R2 District has been approved. Item number C is case 15-030 at 314 Home Street. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required front yard setback from 25 feet to 3 feet to allow construction of a garage, to increase the allowable size of the garage from 864 square feet to 1,058 square feet, submitted by Lawrence Vance. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
This location is on the north side of Holmes, just west of 4th Street, and the site is outlined in yellow in the graphic being displayed. Recently, the city vacated the right-of-way to the rear of this residence, this being the residence. And as an unintended consequence of that, the property line, which moved from here up to here, is now adjacent to a roadway right-of-way, and what used to be a rear yard has now become a front yard setback. It is simply a code definition and interpretation of what represents a front and rear yard. The applicant would like to place a 24 by 26 foot garage within 3 feet of the new property line to the north. If allowed, the garage would not be visible from the front yard. Last month, the board had considerable discussion on this matter, and it was deferred to this meeting. There was discussion focused mainly on 2 points. One, the 5 foot setback versus the 3 foot setback that's being requested. And also there was considerable discussion about the separation between structures. What I have done is I've made a plot plan where I placed the longest portion of this garage, the 26 foot portion, running from north to south, and put the 5 foot setback that you asked me about last month. And by doing that, I scaled it out, and it shows that there is approximately 40 foot separation between where the new structure could go and the rear of the house, obviously well beyond the 8 foot separation needed for fire separation. Staff feels the unintended consequence of the right-of-way vacation turning a rear setback into a front setback does constitute a legitimate variance. The applicant would like to further explain the need for the 3 foot setback versus the 5 foot setback. And looking at the plat being displayed, we would also say that given the lot's size, its configuration, and topography, the square footage issue does not appear to be an intrusive issue that would impact the rest of the neighborhood. And I do know that the applicant is here and does have some further things that he'd like to talk to you about as well as display. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Please go to the podium, please, and state your name and address, please.
Do I need the podium?
Yes, ma'am. There's a speaker back there.
Joan McGee, 315 Holmes. I live across the street from this property. I've lived there 43 years. My mother was raised in that house. There is no way that that could possibly negatively impact the street or the neighborhood. I mean, all it would do would be improve it. His taxes would go up. It would help the city. It's not visible from the street. It butts up to wooded lands. I can't see it being negative whatsoever.
Thank you, ma'am. Is anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Should I get up and speak now?
Yes, sir.
Good evening. I'm Lawrence Burns. I'm the homeowner. I just wanted to kind of show a few pictures of so you can understand fully of what I'm trying to do here. That street that's in the back of our property is called Pheasant Run. And right now, it's overgrown with vegetation, as you can see, because it's never been used. But you can see there is a fire hydrant back there, and that fire hydrant needs to have access for the fire department. My intent is to clean this up, get that that fence there is the current property line now with the vacation of the alleyway. There's about 4 to 5 feet between the curb of the street and that property line. My dilemma and what I'm asking a little compromise for here is the 3 feet variance from the property line, because if you look further down with some further pictures there, John.
Some of the other pictures, okay.
You can see that I'm going to have to build this garage so that it's going to be a little bit higher than that curbing. Otherwise, I risk having a little bit of water coming into that garage. So with that intent, if I have to build the garage up and keep it level with that curbing or a little higher than the curbing, you can see I'm going to have to build it up about 3 feet with the terrain that I have in that property. So the closer I can keep it to the property line, the better. So with the 3 feet of from the property line that I'm asking for, there'll still be 7 feet between the curbing and the side of the garage, which I think really exceeds a lot of other properties in the neighborhood and in the city. So I'm really not asking for much, but I'm that's my hardship, is that I want to be able to keep the foundation of that garage closer to the ground if I can, and that extra 2 feet will allow me to do that.
Anything else, sir? Okay, is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this request? Discussion among the board?
I do have a question and a clarification. So the property line, actually, the street frontage actually ends right there around where the R and the E are. Is that correct? It does not continue on for the full length of the property.
That's an excellent question. We have some of our, this shows just exactly what you're saying. I believe we also found a plat that shows that it continues through the right of way. So
there's some question.
There is some question that it may continue all the way through.
May continue what, John?
It may continue
on, yeah.
Like that.
That area could be subdivided someday.
This area here?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very large. And I'm glad you brought that up. I know the board wanted to make sure that this person did get contacted. We hand-delivered the entire packet to the owner.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard anything?
No, I have not received comments, either negative or positive.
Okay.
John, put that first photo up there with the fire hydrant on it. Is that on the opposite side of the street? And the street goes in front of that fire hydrant?
See if I can find that on the... there it is right there, Norm.
Yeah. That photo that you're looking at is actually looking where he has his cursor. It's looking up from the top of on the street, looking towards the west that way, yeah. And that fence that you're seeing on the left is now effectively my new property line with the vacation of the alleyway. And if you zoom in on that, you can see there's a curbing there on that street that you can kind of see it. I can point it out to you.
Yep.
Yeah, right there.
Okay.
That is the curb of the street. So you can see there's already approximately 5 feet between the curb of the street and my property line. So that's what I'm asking for, 3 feet from my property line, which would effectively be 7 feet from the curbing of the street, which is, it really exceeds, I think, well, you know.
So we have two questions here, actually. One is for the 3 feet from the existing right-of-way, or your lot line, and the other one is a larger size garage.
Yes.
So we have two questions in this one. And when you dig the footings, you're going to need footings to put in. You're going to have extra dirt from digging those footings to put in for that extra size garage. So is that adequate enough dirt to fill in where you need it? Yes, sir.
I'm gonna definitely have to backfill some.
Yeah, you're gonna have to dig footings 3 foot deep all the way around the footings or foundation in order to pour this. Have footings or footings first, and then a garage slab poured inside.
Well, with the size of the garage, I believe I can you know, pour a floating slab.
24 by 24, I think you can, but you can't.
For clarification, Mr. Chairman, the largest size of floating slab can be utilized for is a 720 square foot building, so you will need to do at very least trench footings around the perimeter.
Really?
That's the way I didn't understand that.
Well, I think that is one of the points that we discussed last month, and that's one of the reasons why that we felt that the 3 foot really wasn't as critical to this, and that we were comfortable, I believe, speaking for myself and my recollection of the discussion, but I think we were comfortable with the size of the structure that you wanted to build, but uncomfortable with the 5 foot or with the 3 foot setback instead of the 5 foot. The 5 foot would bring it into conformance with our current situation, and we wouldn't have to give you a variance for that, and we wouldn't establish a precedent that we were reluctant to establish.
Go ahead, Bill.
My mistake.
Can I make a comment, please?
If I may, Larry. In looking at the garage, I thought he was proposing an over 1,000 square foot garage. 24 by 26 is under 720, so that garage could be on a floating slab, theoretically.
Well, it could be.
That was my mistake.
Oh, okay. I always assumed that 24 by 24 was as large as you could with the floating slab. But he can build a 26 by 24 with a floating slab.
It can be. Yeah, I looked at the overall square footage and thought that was the size of the structure.
And the reason we use the overall square footage is we add the existing attached garage to what he's...
Okay.
I'm looking to build a garage that's 624 square feet, and that's well under the floating slab requirement.
Okay. My misunderstanding. I'm sorry. But either way,
we're going to have to bring two items, in fill to no matter where
you're going to have to raise the slab or raise the or raise the interior if it was footings. Either way, it's going to
be 5 feet or 3 feet.
Yeah.
This is my hardship, and this is why I'm asking for a little compromise on 2 feet to help me with that backfill, so I can, you know, my intent is to do a floating slab with this garage.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here in addition to who's spoken in favor of this request, or is there anyone here wishing in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there a discussion from the board or a motion? First, we have the size of the garage.
You wanted to just take them separately?
Yes.
Okay.
We'll take the size of the garage first.
I move we approve the request for variance to reduce, or to, where did it go? To increase the allowable size of the garage to the 10.
From 26 feet to
864 feet to 1058 square feet.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Would you call the roll, please?
Falk.
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bodger?
Yes. The second item would be the 3-foot variance from the lot line. Is there any discussion on that?
As far as we know, from last time, the street is not anticipated to really ever be extended. Terrain looks fairly difficult through there to do such a thing.
It is.
The reason for going down to the 5 feet would be because it's more like a backyard through there. I'm okay with the 5 feet. We haven't heard from the gal, the lady that lives behind there. Apparently she has no opposition.
We spoke to her twice on the phone, and I personally delivered the packet to her, and she has not contacted us with any opposition.
I don't necessarily consider the amount of backfill in 2 feet. I don't consider that necessarily a hardship.
I would agree. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's a self-imposed hardship, which is not, from my perspective, a hardship based on the circumstances. It's mm-hmm. we're creating a hardship because of what we're trying to accomplish, not because of what can be done or can't be done. And it's simply an economic hardship. It's the cost of that much dirt.
So the question is truly, is there any precedent setting?
I think that was the issue that we discussed last time, is that we were concerned that going to 3 feet would set a precedent that, you know, we might very well rue the day we had done that.
The city code does say 5 feet. Is there a motion? Do you want to say something?
Well, another consideration besides the backfill is, The further it's down, the more foundation, 3 feet of foundation of the garage, or the, it's going to be sitting up high. So it's going to look kind of aesthetically not right with the garage up higher, you know, than it would if it was a little lower. So not only just the backfill, but the aesthetics of the garage, the look of it as well. That 2 feet will make a big difference. So, whatever that's worth, you know, it's not just the backfill.
Mm-hmm. So is there someone want to make a motion?
Well, I have a question of the applicant first. Have you calculated, or has an engineer calculated, actually what the difference in height will be at the back?
Not calculated, but I kind of showed you on the screen of how high the bottom of the garage will have to be, you know, in order to keep it a little bit higher than the street, because you don't want it level with the street, because the water coming in there. All the water needs to drain down the street. But with my drive, you know, it will have a chance of coming in there. So I do have to build it up a little higher than the street. So I kind of showed you with a cross view of where that height is from the existing ground.
What it could end up being, I don't know what the slope is out in the backyard. I didn't walk out there, so it slopes up from the house, correct?
Yeah.
Right, slopes up from the house. Even if it were, say, a 1-4 slope, which would be, you know, a ditch slope, you know, a little shallower than a ditch slope, that would be about, what, half a foot?
6 inches.
6 inches difference.
Right.
In wall height. So that's what we'd be talking about.
It would be 6 inches difference in the amount of fill you'd see underneath the slab. Mm-hmm. That's what it'd be.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I understand cost. I don't like to spend any more money than I have to either, you know, but that's not a huge difference in cost. in my opinion. You know, that's, if we, this is a, the actual variance is to reduce it from 25 feet to...
That's correct. Something.
So we need to address something. We can't just, you know. I do think this would be a great addition to the area. I have no problems with the addition, the size of the garage, you know, and really the placement of the garage. It's just the precedent of setting it. Do we think this is a unique enough situation to not set a precedent, or don't we?
I guess I would be willing to make a motion that we reduce the setback from 25 to 5 based on what we know about the situation right now, and allow that to stay in a certain level of conformance with what the city now expects. And I guess, having said that, I will make that motion that we reduce the setback from 25 to 5 feet.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
So there's been a motion to reduce the required setback from 25 feet to 5 feet to allow construction of the garage. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Bobbitt?
Yes. Case number 15-030 at 314 Home Street in R2 District has been approved. Item D is case 15-031 at 2727 Elk Drive. It's an A2 District. It's a request for a variance to reduce the required setback from 40 feet to 32 feet to allow construction of an 8-by-10-foot deck submitted by Stephanie Trezo. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
Mr. Chairman, board members, the site in question is outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. Over in this area here is where Scott Community College is. This being Belmont Road, gives you an idea where this is. It's at the intersection of Elk Drive and Belmont Road. The applicant would like to build a new home and place a 8-foot by 10-foot deck in the required rear yard setback. This site is considered a agricultural residential district, and that district has some of the most strict setbacks in our code. There's a 40-foot front yard setback off of Belmont. There's a 40-foot front yard setback off of Elk. The rear yard setback being this area here is also 40-foot, and then there's the 5-yard side yard setback on this side. Having said that, with all of those setbacks, when you look at the buildable area is right here. And now I'm going to take that off and show you where the regulated flood zone is at on this lot. This lot has been extremely difficult for people to deal with. Staff has dealt with multiple individuals who have attempted to develop this as a single family lot, and all of them have eventually walked away from it. I have received a flood zone development permit for the area that will be excavated to build the home, so everything is in order and will be done in accordance with both local ordinances and FEMA ordinances to make sure that this development is done in a way that will not adversely impact the flood zone. But that flood zone, when overlaid on the buildable area, just about makes this an unbuildable lot. This lot raises approximately 14 to 16 feet from the south to the north, so there is some topography issues with that as well. Coupling the topography issues with this flood zone, obviously the place you want to put this house is as far north on the lot as possible, and that's why they're placing it right at that 40-foot setback on the north side. So any deck that they would put on this house is going to be in the required 40-foot rear yard setback. Staff wants to acknowledge that they are requesting a very modest deck, 8-foot by 10-foot, and they're placing the smallest section, the narrowest section, the 8-foot protruding into that rear yard. The deck size, as I said, is very modest. We do not believe that it could adversely impact any of the neighbors. If ever there was a lot that had a hardship, this is it. So we certainly will acknowledge that, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to speak against this request? Seeing none, the board make a decision.
I'd say it's definitely a difficult lot, to say the least. I move we approve case number 15031 at 2727 Elk Drive, as stated.
There a second?
Second.
And a motion to approve case. Well, go ahead, Lisa, call the roll.
Bob?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Yes. Case 15-031 at 2727 Elk Drive in A2 District has been approved. Item E, case 15-032 at 3880 Tam O'Shanter Drive. It's an R2 district. It's a request for a variance to increase the allowable garage area from 720 feet to 944 square feet, submitted by Keith and Gloria Henney. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you, John.
The site is outlined again in yellow on the graphic being displayed. It's at the it's north of Tanglefoot Lane and on the west side of Tam O'Shanter Drive. Right here is Bettendorf High School, to orient you as to whereabouts this is in the city. The applicant would like to place a 16 by 26 foot addition on the west side of the existing attached garage. If allowed, this illustration shows how much of the yard will be occupied. My report lists 8 different garages that surround this site in this neighborhood. They average about 540 square feet of total garage space for all of those lots. This request is for 944 square feet. It would be the largest in the area if approved. The R2 zoning district defines corner lots now as having 2 front yards and 2 side yards. Therefore, this is a side yard setback, and there are no setback issues with this request. It does meet all of our setback requirements now. The front of the home is right here, so the actual garage addition will not be visible from the main street entering this area, and it will not be visible from anybody in front of the house. I believe that is the short Reader's Digest version of the summary of this request, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you like to go to the podium, sir, and state your name and address, please?
Hello, my name's Keith Hanna, and this is my wife, Gloria, and we just purchased this house 2 weeks ago. And the present garage is just a very shallow garage. It says it's 22 feet. Once you put a car, and I have a pickup truck in it, there's no room for, well, there is room, but very limited room is for lawnmowers, snow blowers. I have a boat that I just hate parking things on the street. I'd like to get that inside of a, you know, this addition, as well as, you know, move some of my yard equipment into that addition to free up some space in the garage and have just in general more and better storage. But I really have a problem parking things on the street. I just don't like it. And that's why I kind of like to get everything nice and neat. So,
your area does look nice and neat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would your wife like to say something?
I just wanted to say that the existing garage is very shallow because the on the inside wall there's a fireplace in the family room, so the there's a closet that's built around that fireplace that extends into the garage. So when Keith parks his pickup truck in there, I mean, it touches the front of the garage, and we can barely close the garage door. That's how shallow the garage is that's already there. So there really is no space to store anything.
Some things.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else like to say something? Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Bill.
In listening to Mr. Haney's description, he may have another practical difficulty in that our ordinance does not allow you to park boats or RVs on the street. So.
Okay, well, where I'm at now, it's in between the house and the garage because it's not under tax.
Yeah.
Well, then that would be a hardship because I'd have to rent a
street. Is your neighbor to the west compatible with this?
These folks.
They've never said it one way or the other.
They're no, they're aware of it, though.
Yeah, they've seen us out there. I've never gone up and said, this is what we're planning to do.
Okay.
They were sent a courtesy letter.
They sent a letter. Okay. Anyone else want to speak in favor or opposition to this? Board, would you like to discuss this?
He's going from a two-car garage to a three-car garage. We're seeing more and more of these requests come in front of us. I go back to the same thing that I've said before. If they didn't have a garage door on the front and they just had and this was just an addition, they wouldn't have to come talk to anybody. It would be the same size.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really it's not an issue to me. I think we are bumping up against something in our ordinances where we're having an issue here.
Well, I think that's one of the reasons we can, from time to time, freshen up ordinances to keep up with the world as it changes. The one thing that I noticed that I may have had the wrong address, but as I toured the site, it appears to me that a house one block north of this house, which I thought was 3960, directly one block north, appears to have almost identical footprint to the proposed footprint of this house.
Is that this one?
It's on the inside of the curve.
Yeah, I think in the same placement. It's
on the inside of the curve.
This one?
Yep.
Right there.
Oh, okay.
In fact,
that is going to be very close to the footprint. I can see that myself.
That home has a garage door on the front of the addition and no driveway in front of the garage door. This seems more palatable to me than that.
Does this have a garage door or driveway up to the garage door? Yes, sir.
Yes.
Is there a motion on this item?
I'll move that we approve case 15032 at 3880 Tam O'Shanter Drive as stated.
Second.
Roll, Lisa. Oh, I'm sorry. Second. Motion second.
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Malager?
Yes. Case 15-032 at 3880 Tam O'Shanter Drive in R2 District has been approved.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Case number F is 15-033 at 37 Tower Lane. An R5 District, it's a request for a variance to increase the allowable garage area from 1,074 square feet to 2,291 square feet. 2,291 square feet submitted by Adam Helke?
Okay.
Helke? I'm sorry, sir. John, was there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, sir. And this site is located south of Wallace's Garden Center, south of the Regency apartment complex. It's outlined in yellow on the graphic being displayed. The applicant would like to place a home and large garage or outbuilding on this lot. R5, even though it is multifamily residential, does allow single-family residential development. That is one of the allowed uses. This site originally, years, perhaps decades ago, was anticipated to continue this multifamily residential development southward. It has been problematic for that use, and we do not anticipate that ever being coming a reality. As you can see from the plot plan here, there is a 100-foot wide gas main that divides this thing perfectly in half diagonally, and that has, along with the topography issues of this lot, has proven to be very problematic. I can't even give you the number of people we've talked to over the years who've looked at developing this, and they have all come to the same conclusion that it's not developable. If allowed, the house would be very similar to the one being displayed before you. This site is 8.5 acres, and it will probably be one of the largest single-family development lots in the city. This development, in from my evaluation, is more like an A1 or A2 type development, where you have a residence on a more agricultural type lot. Very large, 8.5 acres is going to take a lot more than a hand lawnmower to keep up and maintain. It's going to require large equipment, and hence the reason they're requesting the large outbuilding. No matter what you call this, whether it's an outbuilding or a barn or what, by our definition, we have to consider it garage space, and that's why the request is here before you this evening. Access is available to this site. That's outlined in the yellow on the graphic being displayed. If allowed, this is all of the landscape buffering that will surround this request, and it's probably never even going to be seen from the main roadway of Devil's Glen Road, and will have no impact on the surrounding area. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Thank you, sir.
It is, yeah, what John was saying in regards to the equipment needed, not only is it going to require a large mower to maintain this, but also a couple things that I didn't mention in there were garbage has to be taken out to Devil's Glen, which if you look at that access easement again, that's it's a long ways. It's almost a block and a half. So we're probably going to have a piece of equipment just to get the garbage cans out there as well. Another thing is that is a private drive, which I believe the city isn't responsible for plowing that. We are. And the driveway, my driveway alone will be about 800 foot long. So definitely going to have a plow on this property as well. You know, other than that, I mean, there's just a lot of it's just for equipment, and one of the reasons we purchased this was to, you know, create that like out-of-town lifestyle or out-of-town feel, even though you have the conveniences of being in town. And even though we're calling this an outbuilding garage or whatnot, it's going to aesthetically be very similar to our home and appear more like a carriage house. So same building materials and whatnot. And that's it.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this? Seeing none. I visited with the neighbor, and they hope you have a big plow that you could plow that driveway.
we spoke with a couple of the neighbors there. Everybody's really, yeah, really friendly there. Nobody had any objections when we spoke to them.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion among the board?
Questions for me.
Bryce, do you have anything?
No, I don't think so.
Is there a motion?
I'd make a motion that we approve case 15-033 at 37 Tower Lane as submitted.
Is there a second?
I second.
Been a motion and a second made. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Falk?
Yes. Case number 15-033 at 37 Tower Lane in our R5 district has been approved. Thank you, sir. Case item number G, case 15-034 at 3612 Lakeview Court in R1 district has been deferred to another meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chairman, I did speak with the representative here and told him that he can get in touch with staff to see if we can reschedule this case for a meeting.
Soon, whenever you can do it, whenever we're available. When?
Start working on that tomorrow.
Okay. I'm available almost any time. So. Almost. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved and seconded?
You bet.
Second. We are adjourned. Thank you.